Corinthians 9, verse 6 through 8. This is the principle of the Word of God. And the Bible teaches us that we're to give by faith, and then we're going to reap accordingly. And he says in 2 Corinthians 9, 6, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity." God doesn't want you to do it grudgingly. God doesn't want you to feel pressured by anybody else. It's between you and God. But God does love a cheerful giver. And so he wants your heart to be in it. He wants you to give as he directs you and leads you, and yet do it by faith. And there's the principle, the sowing and reaping principle. And then he says in verse 8, God is able to make all grace, that is, whatever need that God needs to supply for you, his grace, he'll make his grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And so we're just reminded of the principles of giving and sowing and reaping. There are other places where God talks about the church at Macedonia and how they gave and gave even beyond their ability to give. That's faith giving. And so that's what we're talking about today. Remember, it's not a gimmick. A lot of people think it's a trick and somebody's trying to trick you into giving and all of that. It is not a gimmick. It's based on the Bible principles. And they are clear in the Word of God. And the Lord tells us that we're to give, and to give according to his leadership and according to his will. He talks in, for instance, chapter 9 there in verse 2, "For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many." So he's talking about making a commitment a year in advance. And that's what faith promise is, making a commitment to God even a year in advance. These Macedonian believers had supported Paul, and then he talked about those in Achaia. And then it should be over and above your tithes and offerings. We don't want you just to switch them around. The tithe belongs to the Lord. That's something that already is his. And we would prefer that you would follow the scriptures about that. The tithe is the Lord's already. Faith giving is any offerings you give above that, but especially to missions, it is faith promise giving. And so it's over your tithe. The tithe is 10% of your gross income, whatever that may be, whether you get it weekly or monthly or however often you get it, it's 10% of that. That's just a matter of math. You owe that to God, and anybody that isn't giving the tithe to God really is robbing God. And I wouldn't advise anybody to rob God. That's not a good practice in your life if you want God's blessings on your life. But faith promise is above and beyond that. And technically, we would, if you don't tithe, we would just soon not count your faith promise giving in that missions faith promise. You start with the tithing, then you give by faith above that. So it should be above your tithes and offerings. It shouldn't be designated for just one missionary. That can cause one to have more than others. The need needs to be spread out. And, of course, the government tells us that we cannot designate our offerings as such unless the church says this is for a certain project. There may be a project somewhere, and we tell you we're going to be part of that, and you designate it to building a building or something. That's a little different, but it should be given to the local church, and nobody should be a maverick on their own doing all of those, because what happens is some get more than they really have to have and some do without. I know that seems to be a little strange to some people, but it is, and I'm telling you from a pastor's heart, the better way to do it is you give it, and then it is dispersed according to those needs. And then faith promise is not a pledge. I want you to Be sure you understand that. We have the Faith Promise Commitment cards we'll be passing out here in just a little bit. Nobody is going to call you or write you a letter. This is between you and God, totally. And I was raised in a convention church, and they took pledges, and they would call you or write, or they'd send a committee out to talk to you if you didn't fulfill your pledge. It was just like being late on a payment, a car payment or something like that. But that's not what we're doing. This is strictly between you and God, and you're making your commitment to God for missions. And it is not a pledge. It's not giving also according to your ability, but it's giving by faith. It's what we cannot see. And I know that is a sort of a strange thing to some Christians, but we're giving by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is not, how can I figure this out and I can do this? Faith is looking at it and saying, boy, I don't see how I can do this, but I'm going to do it and trust God to honor it. And I promise you, He will. If you believe God's word is true, how many of you believe His word is true? Say amen. And so God's word is true, and He makes the promise. And by faith, if you believe God, if your God is that God, the true and living God, the all-powerful God, you know He's going to channel it through you and bless you. And God is able to increase your supply. There's absolutely no doubt about that happening. Then other things that could be done would be that you could decrease your spending, be a little more frugal, ask God for wisdom to be better steward. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth none. Say, God, how can I make my dollar stretch further so I can participate and know that you're going to bless and just be frugal in your life and just give grace to sacrifice, and God can do that. God gives the ability, and He says that there in 2 Corinthians where we've read it. He gives the grace. And grace is not so much here unmerited favor, but the enablement. He gives the grace, the enablement for you to carry it out and to do it. And then faith giving is motivated by love. And that's important that it's by love. In verse 8 of chapter 8, 2 Corinthians, I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. How much do we love God? How much do we love Jesus? How much do we love the great commission He's given us? How much do we love pleasing Him to carry out the great commission? Loving God so much that we want to do His will, and His will, of course, Matthew 28, 18 through 20, other places, He's given us the great commission as a local church made up of saved, born again, baptized believers to get the gospel out to the whole world. And there are millions of people who have not heard the gospel. That stresses me. That burdens my soul to think that there are people. We have so many churches. You can drive right around us and you'll run into 15 or 20 churches within a mile. But there are places where they don't have a Bible. They don't have a gospel witness. They do not have one good Bible-believing fundamental preaching church there in their country, in their area. So we need to give and do it by love. We give because of the Great Commission. We give because of obedience to what God has said. We give because of the example of Christ, who gave everything, gave His life. There's no way we could ever pay Him back. There's no way we could ever give like He's given. He gave His own life and died for us. And then because of God's blessings on you. And I pointed out in our last Sunday school lesson that America makes up about 5% of the world's population, about 5% of the whole world's population, somewhere around there. And we have 51% of the world's wealth in America. 5% of the people on the globe, 51% of the world's wealth in America. And we may not think we're wealthy, but compared to the people around the world, we are wealthy. And, you know, some of them make $2 a day and gas is $7 a gallon. and their rent's $1,000 a month or something. Listen, we are the wealthiest people in the world compared to the rest of the world. And so there are many reasons that we should get involved in faith promise giving. And I hope you'll keep that in mind, and that's so important to us as we give, and God wants us to give. It's a biblical principle. It's not a trick. Nobody's trying to fool you. And if you practice it, you'll be blessed, and God will bless you for doing it. Now, do we have the men with the microphones?